Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Tree crashes through nursery window, but baby emerges without a scratch. This heart-pounding, nail-biting video gives a whole new meaning to the Rockabye Baby Lullaby when a tree crashes through a nursery window, but the baby emerges without a scratch. It was a normal night of bath time, snuggles, bedtime prayers, and being tucked into bed for baby Cannon, the newest member of the Bikowitz family. But outside, a storm raged with large gusts of wind and rain. Courtney and her husband Cale were getting ready to unwind on the couch, but 2 minutes later, they heard a thunderous crash coming from upstairs. As Courtney heard her son wail, she feared the worst. She raced up the stairs, and when she opened the nursery door, her heart nearly stopped. A tree had sliced baby Cannon's room in half, through the roof, windows, and wall. The baby monitor had captured it all on camera. In the video, you can see Cannon drifting off to sleep when he is sprayed with debris from the ceiling and walls, covering his entire little body. Seconds later, you can see his mother's horrified face as she races to scoop him up. It was an absolute miracle he wasn't injured by branches, pieces of lumber, glass, or sheetrock. The family went outside the home to check for additional damage when they realized a tree with a 4-foot-wide trunk had fallen on their house. Despite having to make extensive repairs to a home that is currently unlivable, the family is counting their blessings and praising God for answering their prayers to keep their family safe. Courtney took to Facebook after the ordeal. She posted the video from the baby monitor with the caption, "A very large tree fell through our house tonight, 2 minutes after I put Cannon to bed. Running to get my baby under debris was one of the scariest things I've ever experienced," she wrote. "I'm so thankful that our lives were spared tonight. Our nightly bedtime prayers absolutely worked." Yes, Courtney, we are praising God with you because He absolutely hears and answers our prayers. After watching that nail-biting video, we are grateful we serve a mighty God who protects and upholds His children. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Psalm 107, 1-2. Her 18-month-old landed in the hospital with a serious diagnosis, and now she's alerting others. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After a terrifying ordeal with her 18-month-old son, Maddox, Courtney Moore is sharing the warning signs of diabetes in toddlers. Is your baby constantly thirsty? Is your child losing weight? One mom cautions others after her 18-month-old son's symptoms led to a serious health diagnosis. At first, Courtney Moore merely thought her son was thirsty because of the heat wave in California. With temperatures rising into the triple digits, she didn't think anything of it when her son kept grabbing her water bottle and taking huge sips. But when he began soaking through his nighttime diapers, she became concerned and decided it would be best to call Maddox's pediatrician. Prior to calling his doctor, Courtney reached out to friends. Multiple moms suggested she simply double up on diapers at night. But Courtney couldn't shake the feeling something wasn't right. That's when she received a diagnosis she never expected. Turns out her son's symptoms were actually warning signs of diabetes in toddlers. Courtney had no idea her son's life was in danger until the pediatrician informed her that Maddox's blood glucose readings were over 600. A normal blood glucose would read well under 150. Her son was in diabetic ketoacidosis. Doctors immediately treated Maddox for type 1 diabetes because his pancreas was not making enough insulin. The diagnosis of an autoimmune disease came as a shock to Courtney. Left untreated, these diseases can be life-threatening. Other warning signs for type 1 diabetes in toddlers include being lethargic, feeling unwell, peeing often, and unexplained weight loss. Praise God that Courtney followed her gut and advocated for her child. Otherwise, her son might not be here today. Now that Maddox is being treated with insulin, he is thriving. But Courtney wants every mom to know that their child's thirst could be more than just the basic need for rehydration. It could be diabetes. Thank God for the wisdom he so generously gave to Courtney. Because of God's generosity, he is working through Courtney to help other moms become more aware of the symptoms of diabetes. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Proverbs 16:16.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.